Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Cusick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal McLish. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Edwards reaches second base with a double. There goes Wyrostek trying to get to home. Jeffcoat throws the ball into Mixes, who relays the ball to Owen, who tags Wyrostek, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ryan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baumholtz for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wyrostek is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Klusowski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-1 in the game. Merriman hits a line drive towards short. Cusick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 1 in the game. Raffensperger strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wyrostek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-2 in the game. Merriman hits a fly ball into right field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Stahlcup reaches second base with a double. Kluszewski moves to third. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Howell is walked intentionally. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0-for-2 in the game. Raffensperger bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. Connors hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Edwards pinch hits for Mickey Owen. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Cal McLish. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cusick moves to second. Bob Borkowski pinch runs for Roy Smalley. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mixis hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess now catching. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wyrostek bunts in front of the plate. Burgess fields it and throws to first for the out. Ryan moves to second. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ryan moves to third. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell fires to second and picks off Jeffcoat for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Merriman, who is chasing the ball. Sauer reaches third base with a triple. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.